is Radio Mime Troupe, and welcome to Tales of the Resistance, a summer of original political comedy radio plays by the confusingly named, always radical, and never ever silent San Francisco Mime Troupe. Join us for stories in four classic radio styles: adventure, detective noir, horror, and science fiction. Every 2 weeks, we will be presenting one episode written, directed, and performed by Mime Troupe veterans and dealing with the revolutionary issues of the day. But first, this word from our sponsor.
How's it going?
Oh, hi, honey. So nice to hear your voice. With everything that's going on, I'm not even allowed to have you over for dinner. I wish I could just put my arms around you and give you a squeeze.
I miss you too, Mom, but I want to keep you safe. That's why I ordered you a Hug Me.
Hug Me?
With silicone arms and a padded body, Hug Me is an easy, clean, pandemic-proof replacement for human touch.
So it's some kind of pillow?
Mom, Hug Me is an autonomous ambulating companion. It comes to you when you need it. And I haven't even told you the best part. When I hug my Hug Me, it records the sensory input and transmits it to your Hug Me.
So when I hug my Hug Me, it's like I'm hugging you?
Exactly. And when I hug my Hug Me, I'm hugging you back. You can save a hug and use it again and again, and there's no risk.
Well, if it takes a Hug Me to hug you, then count me in.
Thanks, Hug Me.
Hug Me has no orifices and should not be used for sex.
And now, Jade for Hire. In our last episode, after crisscrossing a city full of racist cops and class warfare while searching for an unemployed software engineer, in the end, Derek Jade revealed that he himself was the missing worker he'd been looking for. The discarded employee few seemed to want, and even fewer remembered. And with nowhere else to go, Jade and his new pal, Red the Cabbie, returned to where it all started for him, Jade's ex-employer, Jamazon.com.
Because my name is Jade, and I had nothing better to do. It was after hours, and the offices of Jamazon were closed tighter than the eyes of a crooked government regulator looking over a corporation's books. But what was I doing? What was my plan? Why was I here?
Because you told me to drive you here?
Okay, Red, if you're gonna help, there's something you need to know. Sometimes I'm gonna say things out loud, but I'm not really talking to you.
How'll I know the difference?
When I'm talking to myself, it's normally in the past tense.
Like Red the Cabbie looked at me like I was crazy.
Yes.
Even if I'm currently looking at you like you're crazy.
Yes.
Gotcha.
I walked to the front door. Jamazon.com. Did you hear me say that?
No, I'm still looking at you like you're crazy.
Good. I walked to the front door. Jamazon.com. My ex-employer. Oh, you can get anything from Jamazon, except respect as a worker. They never seemed to have that in stock. Maybe it was because the bosses gave it too many one-star reviews. Maybe the delivery costs were just too high. Red?
Still looking at you.
I want you to wait in the cab.
With a motor running?
No, that would be ecologically unsound. Just be ready.
Righto.
As Red went back to the cab, I looked through the glass doors. The offices were emptier than a libertarian soul. But there were lights coming from the back, near the loading dock. But just as I turned, who should I see but...
It's you!
It was the Jamazon worker I'd met when I came by earlier. The one whose name tag said, Greg.
What are you doing here?
I didn't tell you before, but I used to work here. I'm Derek.
Derek?
Derek.
Derek?
Derek.
Derek?
Yes, Derek! Derek Jade. And I was one of those guys fired from Jamazon for being a union organizer.
Don't say those words!
Why not? We're alone.
We're never alone.
We've been trying to get unions in these tech companies for years, but each time they find a reason to fire the organizers, saying we're unproductive, inefficient.
They are the bosses, and they look down on us like titans towering over ants. We can never beat them! We are just the ants and aphids and beetles and slugs and spiders and worms and roaches beneath their feet!
Is there another door around here I can try?
Wait!
What?
You're a software engineer!
I know.
I'm a software engineer!
I know.
Maybe we could work together!
overthrowing the corporate aristocracy that endlessly enriches itself with the money it should pay the workers?
No, I was thinking we could start our own corporation!
That is exactly what I didn't say.
There are only two choices in this country, and I choose to be on top. I'm going to be the next Jobs, the next Gates, the next Zuckerberg! One day, everyone will know the name Greg Wittgenstein, and someday I will be so tall you and the workers and the unions won't be able to see my hat with a telescope!
You're not wearing a hat.
I know!
I walked away, wondering why so many workers dreamed of being like the bosses who despised them.
I can hear you!
I left Greg and made my way to the back of the building, slowly creeping behind a row of parked cars. Why were there so many cars here after hours? I could see the doors to the loading dock, and lights and voices were spilling out of the windows. I stepped forward to get a better look, but just then a meaty paw landed on my shoulder.
Can I help you?
Well, I could use a hand dismantling white supremacy.
What?
It was the Jamison security guard I had tangled with earlier that afternoon.
Hey, weren't you here before?
As a matter of fact, I was.
Asking questions.
Sounds like me.
You're that smart aleck who thinks out loud.
Yes, yes he is.
Red, what are you doing?
Right now, he has a meeting to get to.
Hey, you can't go in there. It's only for employees.
We'll be safe in here.
I thought you were going to wait in the cab.
You know how boring it is to wait in a cab? Just sitting there playing with my meter?
Is that a euphemism?
Would it bother you if I said yes?
Yes.
Then I'll say no.
Okay. Why can't the security guard come in here?
The workers won't let him in.
Why not?
Don't you recognize what's going on?
Comrades!
It's an organizing meeting.
Now is the time. With everyone saying we are essential workers, now is the time to remind them that we have always been essential.
Yeah!
While you were slowly creeping between parked cars and talking in the past tense, I, not slowly, just walked up to the back door and told them we were drivers.
Now is the time for us to get the respect we deserve!
Yeah!
The loading dock was full of employees from all over Jamison, and they were enraptured as some organizer stirred them up like hot chocolate.
With whipped cream and sprinkles.
Red.
On a cold night.
We work for the richest man in the world, but when we ask for a little more, what do we hear? That he can't afford it. He makes $9 million an hour. $9 million. What do you make?
$18.72 an hour.
$18.72.
I make $13.77.
$13.77.
I don't get paid anything.
What?
I don't work here. I just came in for the donuts.
The donuts had been provided by visiting workers from a grocery store chain Jamison had bought a few years ago. Food Holes. The workers there weren't treated any better than those at Jamison, and both businesses had been declared essential, so everyone still had to work. Because even during a pandemic, Kevin and Karen America needed their organic avocados from Food Holes and their atmospheric sound generators from Jamison. I guess nothing says America like cutting into a dark skin while surrounded by a little white noise.
We have to band together!
Yeah!
To demand representation!
Yeah!
And to demand respect!
Yeah!
Right now, your representative, Enrique Flores, is upstairs meeting with Chip Bonzo, the owner of Jamison, negotiating the best deal he can get!
Yeah!
Wait a minute. Enrique Flores? I know him.
You do?
Sure, he's a pal. We trained to be organizers together. Didn't know he ended up at Jamison.
Sounds like a right guy.
He is.
Flores is up there hammering out what's best for all of us. Engineers and drivers.
Yay!
He'll never knuckle under.
Order pickers and packers.
Yay!
And he will never let the workers down.
Stewards, foremen, managers, and owners!
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Even the stockholders! All of us must unite!
The owners? The stockholders?
During these difficult times, everyone in the Jamison family has to come together.
But what about the union?
What is a union, really? A bunch of people working together towards a common goal! And don't all of us at Jamison... All of us, from the top down, want the same thing?
But the bosses don't...
Do we really need some outside agitator coming in here, telling us how to run our shop? Yes, a union is a wonderful thing. But aren't we already united? We're a family. Would you want some outsider coming into your home, dividing your family?
What?
Splitting the kids from their parents, taking them from the home they love, making them into orphans. And aren't unemployed workers just like orphaned children? Wandering the streets, cold, alone, no one to look to for comfort?
I don't want to be an orphan.
What about us getting paid nothing while the boss makes all that money?
Is that all family means to you?
No, but
money? I guess it's just like the bosses say. Some of the workers are just jealous of them. And jealousy, my friends, is a terrible thing.
Wait a minute. What does Flores say about all this?
Who are you?
A friend.
You don't work here?
I used to, but now...
So, you're an outsider.
Well, we did come from outside.
This is none of your business.
I just can't believe that
Enrique would... Agitator!
Yeah! And you!
Me?
Put down those donuts!
All of them?
Yeah!
Aww.
Come on, Red. I get the feeling we're not wanted here. We started to leave, but then I noticed a half-open door leading to the front offices. So when no one was looking, I...
Shut up!
What?
If you're gonna do something, don't say it. Just do it!
This way.
We will return to Jade for Hire after this brief word from our sponsor.
Caregiving is a long haul, but don't you wish there was a shortcut? In this fast-paced modern world, who can slow down to give a loved one the care they need? It's time for a modern solution to a modern problem. It's time for The Palms.
The palms, hear that island sound, see the view of the west. The palms, here you finally found a place where you can rest at the palms.
After my house was burglarized, I knew I had to move to a nursing home. I feel safe and secure at the palms. There's machines that patrol the perimeter.
The Palms uses all the latest technology for distance caregiving. Not only do we have NanaCam, we're also providing residents with a personal HugMe. HugMes are now equipped to perform basic lifts and transfers.
When I fell in my room, my HugMe was right there to help. And then, well, I don't remember after that.
And my HugMe makes sure I get my medication. It won't let me leave my room until I take my pills.
The Palms has so many open beds, we're having a sale. Get 30% off your first year's fee. For some residents, their stay doesn't last a full year. In that case, their next of kin gets another 50% back with rebate. Go to seniorpalms.net and sign up quick to claim this limited time offer. Enrollment and discount rebate program serves as a binding legal document releasing Palms Incorporated from all liability. Residents of the Palms may be used as test subjects for experimental technology and or pharmaceuticals. Don't wait. Sign up today.
And now, back to Jade for Hire.
Okay, now what?
Something's wrong here. The Enrique Flores I know would never sell out the workers like that.
What do you think happened?
I don't know, but we're gonna find out. Silently, we made our way down the hallway.
Not that silently with you narrating.
Shh!
You're shushing me?
There was a light in one of the offices, and from inside we could hear...
You will never get away with this.
Won't I, Flores?
I'd know that laugh anywhere. No doubt about it. Flores was talking to...
Chip Bonzo can get away with anything.
You're crazy.
You dare call Chip Bonzo crazy?
If you think you can fool the workers of Jamazon into believing the boss is on their side, yes.
Chip Bonzo does not like being called crazy. Chip Bonzo is angry. Chip Bonzo will enjoy destroying you.
Let me guess, that's Chip Bonzo.
The richest, greediest, baldest CEO ever. And man, did he like the sound of his own name.
No union organizer is going to tell Chip Bonzo what to do.
I'm not trying to tell you...
Chip Bonzo.
...what to do. I'm just saying that the workers have rights. We're not indentured servants. Capitalists like you...
Like Chip Bonzo.
...make billions of dollars by underpaying your...
Underpaying Chip Bonzo's...
...workers and pocketing the rest. I know that you...
That Chipanzo.
I know your name! Yes, you started the company, but no one could possibly deserve as much money as you have. If just half your billions went into the workers' pockets rather than yours...
Then Chipanzo wouldn't be the richest man in the world.
But tens of thousands of people's lives would be better.
Well, that's not what your associate downstairs is saying.
Derek Jade.
And Red the cabbie.
What are you doing here?
I came with him.
I think he was asking me.
Oh.
And I just dropped by to visit my old cubicle. But after I heard your partner telling everyone that union organizers were outside agitators...
What?
I wanted to see if it was true you were playing footsie with Bonzo.
Chip Bonzo!
But our union drive...
Don't you get it? Bonzo here slipped a patsy into your organization, and while you're up here negotiating, your fake comrade is down there telling your fellow workers that the biggest problem for the workers is the Workers United.
No!
They'll hold a quick vote to keep the union out, and everybody goes home thinking the boss is their best friend. And before you could schedule another vote...
Chipanzo will have fired you and everyone else who is not in alignment with Chipanzo's vision of Jamazon.
I gotta get down there.
You're not going anywhere. Security!
Can I help you, Mr. Bonzo?
Close the door. Derek Jade. Didn't Chip Bonzo fire someone named Jade last year for trying to organize Chip Bonzo's workers at Chip Bonzo's company?
What kind of name is Bonzo, anyway?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it means nuts.
It means genius. Who but a genius could convince the world to overlook sweatshop factories and unfair trade? To forget all about the trees turned into smiling boxes? To turn a blind eye to underpaid employees forced to work during a pandemic? Only Chipanzo genius could get people to ignore all that so that they can order stuff they don't need from the comfort of their own underwear.
He stood there, his bald head looking like a wrinkled egg, and his eyes twitching like he was a cross between a crazed chicken and John Malkovich.
Chipanzo loves John Malkovich.
I said that out loud?
Yes.
Darn.
Now it is time for Chipanzo to go downstairs, and if Chipanzo's plan has succeeded, the workers will greet Chipanzo with open arms. Security?
Yes, Mr. Bonzo.
Make sure they don't leave. Chipanzo will be back.
Who'll be back?
Chipanzo.
Who?
Chipanzo.
I'm sorry?
Chipanzo!
Oh, Chipanzo. Never heard of him.
Ah, yeah.
I gotta get downstairs before they vote against union membership.
We're not going anywhere with security watching us.
Our warden stood by the door. Another minion of the man. A foot soldier of fascism. A worker against the workers.
You're being out loud again.
Hey, can I...
Help me? Sure. I could use some help overthrowing this crypto-fascistic corporate auctionocracy where power always goes to the highest bidder.
Auctionocracy?
He looked at me, slow and dim, like he was just a big lump of...
Stop doing that!
What?
Talking about me like I'm not here!
Just look at him like he's crazy, I do.
All this talk about corporations and capitalists not respecting the workers... Well, I'm a worker, and you disrespect me as much as they do.
What's to respect? Brother, this whole elitist house of cards would collapse if it weren't for the guard dogs of greed like you.
I am not a dog! And you don't know me. I got bills to pay, a family. And just because I didn't go to college like you, or become a union organizer like him, doesn't mean you're better than me.
That's right.
Don't you think I'd like this place to be unionized? For everybody to have enough instead of all this money going to...
Chipanzo!
Red.
Sorry.
But I got kids to feed. My mom's in a senior hospital. So I keep my mouth shut. Now I got a boss who treats me like trash and my fellow workers who think I'm a class traitor.
He stood there, tears in his eyes, fists clenched. A not bad, doing the best he could guy trapped in a system that gets workers to fight against themselves. A guy I hadn't even given a chance.
I can hear you.
I know. I'm Derek, and you are...
Joe.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Thanks.
Joe, you don't have to do everything Bonzo says.
What choice do I have?
Join us. If we win, we all win, and that includes you.
It does?
Of course it does. We're fighting for you, even if you don't help us. But it would be a lot easier if you did. If the workers truly understood the power that we have when we stand together, we would not have to choose between protecting our oppressors or feeding our kids. Would not have to struggle for respect or have to strike to get a few extra pennies an hour from people who make millions of dollars a day. And as long as they can manipulate us to fight against each other, we will never unite and overthrow those who are really keeping us down.
Who?
The masters of plantation capitalism.
Wow, he is good.
Told ya.
If we stand together, the only ones who get knocked down a peg are the owners and robber barons, the corporate criminals, and all those driven insane by greed, like your boss.
Chip Bonzo.
Get out of here.
What?
Go do what you gotta do.
What about you?
I'll tell him I let you go. He's my boss, not my owner.
And then he took one of his big fingers and tapped the side of his head.
The first revolution is the one that happens up here. And I just want it.
Thanks, comrade. Now I got a friend at a newspaper downtown who might be interested in this story.
And I gotta get to that meeting before the members vote.
Good seeing you, Enrique.
You too, Derek.
So what now?
So now we gotta get across town.
But with the protest, the cops are all over the streets.
I know.
Can I help you?
You know, Joe, maybe you can.
And in 2 weeks, it's time once again for...
Paging Nurse Terse.
Everybody's favorite tell-it-like-it-is healthcare worker continues with her quest to cure what ails us in... Diagnosis. Capitalism.
Hug me. Everybody needs somebody to hug. Hug me. Everybody needs somebody
to hold my hand on this endless afternoon. My grandkids might as well be on the moon. God knows they're not gonna visit soon. Okay, here's what I'm gonna do now. Loneliness won't keep me down.
Hug me. Everybody needs somebody to hug. Hug me. Everybody needs somebody to hug.
All these noobs that don't know how to send a tail. I miss my friends, my baby, not to smell. QQ, I wanna see them IRL. Hey, okay, here's what I'm gonna do now. Loneliness will keep me down.
When you're dying for a snuggle, I'll hold you in a snap. If you start to struggle, just open up your app and hug me.
The Case of the Wrinkled Egg was written by Michael Gene Sullivan and directed by Valina Brown. Commercials written by Marie Cartier. Music and lyrics by Daniel Savio. Music production by Dred Scott. Woodwinds by Dylan Jennings. Audio engineering and sound design by Taylor Gonzalez. Hug Me Jingle written and produced by Jeremy Mage and Daniel Savio. And sung by Jeremy Mage, Keiko Shimasato Carrero, Dima Paco, and Elio Nicola Wenger Mage. And featuring Andre Amoratico, Ryan Rivera, Keiko Shimasato Carrero, Melina Brown, Marissa Ellison, Jerrion Monroe, with Lizzie Colagero as Red the Cabbie, and starring Michael Gene Sullivan as
Jade for Hire.
The San Francisco Mime Troupe, and for the past 60 years, we have been doing political musical comedies for anybody who will listen. The Mime Troupe is a worker-run, multi-ethnic, multi-generational collective of activist artists committed to overthrowing capitalism, one musical comedy at a time. And one of these days, we will get it right. Each summer, we tour our shows at a price every member of the working class can afford, free. But with theaters and parks closed, protesters in the streets, tear gas in the air, and what could be America's last election looming on the horizon, the Mime Troupe needed to make sure our message of art, activism, and revolution was part of the resistance. And nothing says revolutionary fervor like radio plays. And for those wondering how a radical theater can survive these capitalist times, it's because of you. The Mime Troupe doesn't take corporate sponsorship. You'll never see the AT&T or Comcast Mime Troupe. How could we show the hypocrisies of capitalism if we were in bed with the capitalists? So instead, we are in bed with you, our fellow workers. Let's snuggle. And after that, you can support the troupe by visiting our website, sfmt.org. Thank you to the San Francisco Arts Commission, SF Grants for the Arts, California Arts Council, USPPP, the Fleischacker Foundation, the Bernard Osher Foundation, the Zellerbach Family Foundation, the Don Stevens and Nicole Bellotti Laugh and Love Fund, this public radio station, and listeners like you. Since we have a few more moments, here's a song from the Mime Troupe's ironic melodrama about capitalists and the media justifying cruelty and greed. From the show For the Greater Good, here's Velina Brown singing Take Back America.
Though our backs may grow tired and weary, and the hill seems too high to climb, step little by little, it's only just a matter of time. But it's gonna take some hard work, it's gonna take some pride, it's gonna take reaching down for something we all have deep inside. It's gonna take you, it's gonna take me America. Yes, I'm just a simple soldier, but I do know what I feel. I know what's in my heart, and I've seen what's truly real. I see a nation that's lost its way. It's tearing apart at the seams. People living life without hope and giving up on the dream. Well, I believe gonna take some hard work. It's gonna take some pride. It's gonna take reaching down for something we all have deep inside. It's gonna take you. It's gonna take me to take back America. Take back America. Oh, yes, it will.
We'll see you next time for more Tales of the Resistance.